This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And in conjunction with World Mental Health Day tomorrow, we are talking about burnout. Do you feel more prone to burnout at home or in the office? 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to the poll and also some of your responses. But first, we have a story about burnout for our frontliners.
Right, and this is, you know, kudos to them. So the MOH has conducted the Depression Anxiety Stress Scale or DAS test on frontliners involved in efforts to curb the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Deputy Minister Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali said, apart from the staff of the ministry, the test also involved various related parties, including the policemen and the Malaysian Armed Forces personnel, to assess their stress levels and concerns, right? Because, you know, we haven't stopped to, you know, look at them. So I'm really glad they're doing that, right? Besides, tests are also done on staff who have family members who are tested positive for COVID-19. So it has 22 questions that need to be answered to find out the level of depression, and those with serious depression will be referred to medical experts. He said this in the press conference. Meanwhile, he also said that he is the Bagan Serai MP, said the National Health and Morbidity Survey 2019 found that 2.3% or 500,000 people in the country suffered from depression, with Putrajaya recording the highest percentage of 5.4%.
Ooh.
Wow. So anyone can take the test themselves if you're not a frontliner. I think we'll put that link maybe in our podcast. The question in the Google form, at least for the general public health, include but are not limited to, I find it hard to wind down. I couldn't seem to experience any positive feeling at all. Mm-hmm. I find it difficult to work up the initiative to do things. So there's no indication once you've done the test of what actions will be taken next. But it's an interesting initiative to explore the general experience of mental health issues the Malaysians are going through right now. But I think kudos just to do with the frontliners, right?
Yeah.
Because I can just imagine, right, having to work and having to worry about your health and, you know, and just...
And the safety of your loved ones as well when you go home, right? And your colleagues and you know, they're just working around the clock right now. And they had a really tough spell towards the early part of...
and they're going through it again now.
Yes, and now, you know, through the second wave. So, you know, a big thank you for your sacrifice. And, you know, this is... We've also had experts come on Open for Business and Resource Centre and on various enterprise shows talking about how sometimes one of the biggest challenges is not knowing that this is happening to you. So I'm really kudos to the Ministry of Health for actually doing this for our frontliners.
Mm.
But of course, our top story of the day is about burnout. If you feel more prone to burnout at home or in the office, before we get into the messages, let's wrap up the results of the poll.
From Twitter, it is feeling more prone to burnout at home, 48.3%. Office, 38.3%, somewhere else, 0.08%, and I'm not burning out at 12.6%. Good on you.
Yeah, good for those who aren't burning out. Over on Instagram, just two options, and we have 55% who say they are burning out more at home as opposed to 45% in the office. Also, some responses via Instagram. We have Jensen who says, working day and night without stop, that will ensure burnout. Lima says, you are expected to work more at home, maybe a sense of proving your productivity when you're working from home. Rahma says, too productive for too long. Emo says, expect to reply to every notification or instruction as soon as possible, and delays are looked at as inefficiencies. We've got Trish who says, lack of distinction between work and life, also no proper workspace. You know, Lydia had a bunch of things to say about that, you know, creating space for yourself even if you're working from home. I'm just going to read one last one. From Ocean, who says, non-stop working with very little toilet break. I'm hoping that Ocean is talking about, you know, working from the office and not from home, because at home I think you should take a toilet break whenever you need it. Thank you everyone for all your messages. Of course, our top story of the day was about being more prone to burnout when you're working from home, followed by how organizations need to have mental health on their radar right now, why it's important to be thinking about mental health for their employees right now.
And we ended off with a story from the Ministry of Health doing tests around depression with frontliners, which I think is good.
Right. You know, coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. So stay tuned for that. And Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, will be back again for more BizBytes on Monday, you know, and we'll be joining Christine Wong for that. So stay tuned. Join us again on Monday for Enterprise BizBytes. Till then, have a wonderful weekend. It's World Mental Health Day tomorrow. Stay tuned for more great programming on BFM today in conjunction with World Mental Health Day tomorrow. But for now, here's St. Vincent with Cruel to take us out of the show. Have a great weekend, guys. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.